Hello, and welcome to the August edition of the Connect and Receive Japan Music Podcast.
Monster is sleeping in my bed.
Monster is sleeping in my bed. Is sleeping in my bed.
Sure, there's much I can say about that, other than that that's the song ZZZZ Monster ZZZZ, or something like that, off the album Shinzocizer, which is, I think, the second album by a solo artist called Edestroid. That's available on Invader Mama Records.
エントロピーの無視したいのジエローブルー tequila.
He drank it, it was tequila.
That one big sip.
It's noisy, hey my ears.
Boys, the shoes, yeah.
The roots all be rots of America.
Princess Mazzapka.
Kid Labo, it just a move.
They got one big ship.
The rights of a concrete. Body conscious of choice, eh? My brother, my dad, Colonel.
We've got some drug cuts.
Roots of it, sort of my marriage.
We've got some drug cuts.
Kill level, it's just a mood.
We've got my big shit.
The rights of a concrete. Body conscious choice, dear.
Influenced bands there. First there was Sky Fisher, the leader of whom, Takashi Nakayama, insists they're still a going concern, although they haven't released or played anything in ages. Currently Nakayama is active with the new wave underground electro supergroup of no fixed membership called Takashi Nakayama with Labsic Man Machine Remix. That's a band name with all the weird random capitalization you'd expect from a Japanese artist there. Sky Fisher were one of six bands featured on the Tokyo New Wave of New Wave 98 compilation, released in 1998, that's probably best known, if it's known at all these days, as being the starting point for Polysix. You can hear a similar set of influences on Sky Fisher there, but perhaps with a rather more avant-garde sense on this song. That's Zero Emission, off the 2005 semi-concept album Ecoside 21. Another band on the same compilation were Chicago Bass, one of whose members, Gentaro Matsumura, went on to form Umibachi, who were the next band on there. That song was the title track off their 2010, I think, album, Body Conscious and Joystick. Matsumura is channeling Fred Schneider in his vocals there, I think, although the music seems to take more of a mutant disco groove. Anyway, here's another little new wave disco funk nugget for you. Song Zombie Dance, or Zombie D as it's known on the sleeve notes of their self-released CDR EP Daruka no Karuma. The other tracks on the EP are in a rather more conventional indie rock vein, although the songwriting quality and the hysterical vocals are consistent throughout. I'd recommend that CD if you can get hold of it. And next up, a couple of brittle no wave influence numbers for you.
Imagination. 私は私を。なるとする。私は私を。なるとする。私は私を。なるとする。
So first there was Otori with Kaitai Sai Kochiku from a self-released CDR simply called Seisei 1, that's Generation 1. Next was Mila and the Geeks with the title track from the album New Age, that's just released on New Records at the end of August. So last, let's leave you with a rather sweeter take on the post-punk no-wave era. Here's Cotton IOO with a cover version of the song Three Girl Rumba by Wire from a Wire covers album called Post Flag that I released on my own label in 2008. That's another little plug for my label there. Thank you. With an antique rhythm machine, a do-re-mi mat, some toys, and bags of imagination. That was their contribution to Quorum Response Records' Post Flag, basically 21 Japanese underground artists covering Wire's debut album, Pink Flag, track by track. Anyway, that's all for this month, so thanks for listening.